Okay, up next on Band for Racing Radio is our interview with Raja Karuth. He is the driver of the number 6 for Rev Racing this season, and he's had quite a journey to his racing career. So we'll take a little bit of time just to get to know him, and then we'll also talk to him about, his goals for this year in the ARCA Menard Series East, as well as some mentorship that he's getting from the NASCAR ranks. So we're definitely looking forward to talking with Raja Karuth here today, Jay. This is a pre-recorded interview that we're doing with Raja for our Thursday night show. So, Jay, first of all, welcome to you.
All right. Thank you, Sharon. Excited. Been a while since we've done this of a pre-recorded. So, again, get that thrown in here into the season early on. Always enjoy doing that as well.
Yes, indeed. Raja will be here hopefully in the next couple of minutes or in another minute or so, and we'll be able to talk with him. But Raja, this year is part of the Drive for Diversity program with Rev Racing. He's racing not only the ARCA Menard Series East, but he's also racing, Jay, in the weekly Advanced Auto Parts Touring Series as well. And he's an iRacer. So we've got a lot to kind of chat with him about.
It's always cool to talk to a driver that does that. The iRacing, I know we've had a couple, but coming through the super late models as well, the different experience, that gradual, we've talked about the stepping up, levels of stepping up, so what that transition is like and how much one translates to the next without making a big jump.
Yes, indeed. It sometimes is a big jump. I don't know if it's that big of a jump from the Weekly Touring Series to the ARCA Menard Series, but we will definitely get into that with Raja and talk to him about that. And also, you know, I always hear that the iRacing is very similar to the tracks and actually getting in the car and racing the tracks, but there are some differences there as well. It does give them a feel for the track. The iRacing does a really good job with giving drivers the feel for what tracks are like. And so I'm sure that helps him as well. And we're seeing more and more iRacers come into NASCAR.
I know we talked about this, so whether or not this was going to be the future, as we've seen, again, William Byron may be the most well-known. But as said before, Martin Truex, that's how Dale Jr. Discovered him, was through a very, I want to say primitive, but one of the, not the full-up iRacing, but online racing. Denny Hamlin said that's what helped him win in his rookie season, coming out at Pocono for those two races, was through a simulation like that. And we know all the top teams are using it now, especially with limited practice, for their team. So it's a huge part of racing right now.
It really is. And Raja is here now. So first of all, we want to say welcome, Raja, to our Band for Racing Radio. We're happy that you're able to help us out with this pre-recorded interview that we're doing for our Thursday night show. And we've been discussing the fact that you're racing the ARCA Menard Series this season. You're part of the Weekly Touring Series with the Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Touring Series, and you're also an iRacer. So let's take the first couple of minutes here to just kind of get to know Raja Karuth and how you became interested in racing.
Yes, ma'am. First and foremost, thank you guys for having me on. And I really got interested in racing and NASCAR in particular from the Cars movie when I was like 5 or 6 years old, and then it just really snowballed as I got older, and, you know, I watched races on TV growing up and got diecast and played games like NASCAR 15, and it just really just snowballed, and that passion became an obsession, and it really kind of streamlined the interest of what I wanted to do, and that kind of set me up to, you know, go to my first race and then from then on, it's tunnel vision in terms of, you know, what I want to do in the sport.
Exactly. And your parents are such a big part of this. I know you and your dad went to the racetrack, and he became a big supporter of helping you get into racing and becoming part of the Drive for Diversity program.
Yes, definitely. My parents have been a huge help. This doesn't happen without them, and I'm really thankful. And from helping me with school and housing now to taking me to races at Richmond, Dover, Pocono, Charlotte, really a lot of places up and down the East Coast, and to help me get into sim racing to begin with, and then continue to be able to take advantage of this opportunity at Rev Racing. And you know, again, I'm extremely thankful.
Okay. Now, I know that last year you did have a win in the weekly touring series at Greenville Pickens, and you're kind of on a fast track with your career through the Drive for Diversity program. So talk a little bit about what that win meant for you at Greenville Pickens last October.
Yeah, that win was a huge deal personally. Although, I mean, it was really just a Twin 30, but to go to a place that I had never been to before, and that was kind of a culmination of the momentum we had really built from the last really months prior to that, with really how good we ran at Florence, and then we went to Hickory, and then ending up there and really just showing the quality of the whole, all the personnel at Rev Racing. And in terms of for my career, it was a big, I guess, jump in the right direction. And personally, just to, not really question myself anymore, and to just trust the process.
Exactly. And once that happens, the next wins are always a little bit easier, but you moved on now to the Arkham Menards Series East. So has that been a huge jump for you, or how has that transition been?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, that transition, at first I thought it would be extremely difficult, but really after getting New Smyrna and Pensacola under my belt, it hasn't been extremely as difficult as I thought it would be, but it's been a blast, and I've got great people around me, and just we learned, and we with my driver coach Mark Green, we approach every race the same way, whether it's a legend car, a late model stock, or an ARCA car, with really the goals of just running all the laps and being there at the end. And carrying that approach to every time I'm in the race car, it's gonna end up well. So the learning curve was steep at first, but now I'm starting to get the hang of it little by little.
Okay. Now, our co-host is with us today as well, Jay Huseman, and I know he has some questions for you. But just before I pass the baton over to him, I want to mention that you had a fourth-place finish at Five Life Speedway in Pensacola, an 11th-place finish, I believe it was, at New Smyrna. So that was kind of a big jump right there in talking about your learning curve. So, Jay, I'm going to pass the baton over to you now for some questions.
All right. Thanks, Sharon. I know it's been a while. I don't remember if we had one on at all last year, but talking about the Drive for Diversity program, just remind fans, talk about that experience of what they do for a driver. It's not just a matter of helping you get a ride, but all the other things they walk you through as far as being a NASCAR driver, especially when you get to the top level.
Yeah, the NASCAR Driver Diversity Program is a great deal, man. It's it helps us, obviously, with being able to drive race cars for Max Siegel. And on top of that, really, we learn so much about, what it takes to be a race car driver and what you have to do to be all about it and to, not – be I don't know how to say it, not be spoiled really, and to take advantage of the opportunity that's theirs, and to be humble, and to, in addition to that, learning about keeping your body in shape, and learning how to do different media obligations, and how to be an ambassador for your sponsors, for your family, for your race team.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you were what, one out of ten that were selected, first of all, for that combine itself. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Or six. Actually, no, ten.
Right, and then six got the ride. So congratulations on that. You mentioned there Max Siegel Rev Racing. I know you read that you're a very big history buff and like to read all about it. What's the history of knowing, working with Rev Racing, you mentioned, that team, that's what they're dedicated to, is giving that opportunity and being there for young drivers such as yourself, of how they go about that whole program as well.
You said, man, I'm a huge history buff with the sport of NASCAR, and to be in this program with having the crazy, I guess, the, I don't know how to say, the big shoes to fill of past alumni is great, and it's proved that the program works, and it's motivating as well.
All right, my final question, Sharon and I were talking about this before you came on again. You kind of already talked about it, which is a good thing, means you're learning things from your interview. You know what's coming for your interview. The iRacing, talk about the transition. She asked about the transition from one car and level to another, but that, what can you take from iRacing, but also what you need to pick up once you're on the track? I think it was Joey Logano talked about when he uses it for practice. He's a seat of the pants kind of driver. So what is it you got to pick up that you just can't get from iRacing, but what the benefits of the iRacing are?
That's a really good point, man. It's getting adjusted to going from relying upon your eyes and your hands to feeling it in your hips, feeling it in your butt. And that's one of the biggest things I had trouble with to begin with, was just learning how to drive like that, and to get used to using, you know, all of your physical senses really to know what the race car is doing. But at the same time, you know, sim racing has helped me with visual stuff and going to places like that I've never seen before, like Pensacola. And then that'll be the same for when we go to Nashville and Dover and different places in South Boston. And so it's a balance in what you can bring from this in the real life and what you can't.
Okay, I was mistaken. I do have one last question. Have you told your crew chief yet over the radio that you want to hit the reset button once you're on the track?
No, because then we got to fix it. He'll probably smack me, but I have asked my crew chief for I haven't asked him for a snack mid-race yet, but I've asked for a water, though.
All right. I'll turn it back
I
over
like
to
that.
Your – oh, go ahead.
I like that idea. I'll bug him next time and ask him if I can get a new car and hit the reset button.
All right. I'm going to turn it back over to Sharon.
Okay. One of the things that I think is so great about the NASCAR Drive for Diversity program is we have seen such success with the program, with drivers like Kyle Larson now in the Cup Series, along with Bubba Wallace, who's now in the Cup Series. They came from the Drive for Diversity program. But you have kind of a relationship with Bubba Wallace, and talk a little bit about how he's mentoring you.
Yeah, the relationship with Bubba has been great. He's been a very big help to me with just steering me in the right direction, answering all my questions, and, you know, being a great mentor. And, it's been awesome, you know, having him take me under his wing and just listening to his advice and his experiences, and it's been a big help to me.
Okay, yeah, that's got to be a huge help, because he's going to go through a lot of the same things that you're going through, and can really give you some advice there. That kind of mentoring as part of that Drive for Diversity program, I think, is huge as well. Now, also, you're right now, while you're doing racing two different series, you're also pursuing a degree at Winston-Salem in motorsports management. So talk a little bit about what your goals are there.
Yeah, really, my goals at Winston-Salem State are to graduate and have my degree of motorsports management. And really, it was important to go there, because to go to an HBCU and have that degree where I could use it and have it be related to racing. And so I'm excited to be a Ram, and it's extremely fun. It's been fun so far.
Okay. And I know that the next race for the Arkham and Art Series East doesn't happen until May, and you've got the weekly touring series in between. But how hard is that, waiting so long between the last race that was in February 27th to this next race in the Arkham East that doesn't go until May 8th?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's going to be a pretty long wait, ma'am. It'll be a good time, though, I think, because I'll be able to hopefully not overanalyze, you know, our first two races of the season, but also really just learn and be ready come Nashville and get physically better. And also, you know, go with my teammate Nick to his Arkham Menard series races. Sad I can't go to Phoenix this weekend, but go with him to, like, Talladega. And, well, I guess Talladega is the only one in between then besides Phoenix, but to really be a sponge as well.
Yeah, that's great. Another form of mentorship there that's going on. And I was going to ask if you were going to be at Phoenix to watch what was going on there, so you already answered that question. We're at the point, though, Roger, where we have to get ready to say goodbye here, but we hope to have another opportunity to chat with you as the season progresses. But this is the time of the show where I give you a chance to kind of do any shout-outs that you want to do to your team or sponsors, whatever.
Most definitely, ma'am. You know, I've really got to thank my family and you know, the whole NASCAR Drive for Diversity program, all of our people here and at Rev Racing. My team owner, Max Siegel, he helps make it all happen, along with, you know, our partners, Sunoco and iRacing, UTI and NTI, and Special Smiles Dentistry and Chevrolet and everybody that helps get this deal going and, you know, trust me as an ambassador and as a race car driver and as a young man. And so, again, it's awesome. And, you know, I'm excited to go to our next race.
Okay. Well, we're excited to be watching you at the next race as well. That'll be on Saturday, May the 8th at Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. Fans that are members of Track Pass Gold will be able to watch that on their Track Pass, those live streaming. And there is a delayed broadcast of that race as well, and we'll get more into that as we preview that race. But Raja, again, thank you so much for coming on board today and chatting with us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you guys for having me.
Okay. Goodbye now. Okay, that was Raja Karut with Rev Racing. A really great interview there, Jay, and we'll go back to our live broadcasting.
All right.